Killed in the line of duty. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Floyd County, Kentucky Sheriff's Office confirming on social media a law enforcement officer has been killed in a shooting in southeastern Kentucky. Several officers were shot earlier while trying to serve a warrant. The suspect has been taken into custody following a standoff. Getaway day begins soon for millions of people for the long holiday weekend.
AAA says about 42 million Americans are expected to hit the road to somewhere this holiday weekend. Airports may see the most passengers since the start of the pandemic, with about 3.5 million expected to fly. But FlightAware.com says thousands of flights in the U.S. have been canceled or delayed this week. Airlines blame staffing shortages and weather trouble.
Fox's Jill Nato. Delta Airlines pilots throwing up informational picket lines at airports around the country, threatening to strike for better pay and working conditions. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says state lawmakers will write a new law giving the state authority to control its southern border in the hopes it will reach the Supreme Court. The justices Thursday said the Biden administration can end the Remain in Mexico asylum policy for migrants at the southern border.
This is a terrible decision for Texas, and we alone in Texas are spending $4 billion this year in border security. We normally spend about $400 million. $4 billion. That's more than some states have a total budget.
Lieutenant Governor Patrick telling Fox News this will be another record-breaking month for illegal immigration. The High Court has also ruled the EPA improperly claimed authority to regulate carbon emissions on power plants, ruling that regulatory authority can only come from Congress. Judges in Kentucky and Florida have issued temporary orders blocking restrictive new abortion laws in those states in response to lawsuits that have been filed. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new Fox News poll just days before Independence Day suggests that pride in America is declining.
Results show 39% of respondents say they are proud of the nation right now. That compares to 51% the last time this question was asked, in 2017. Politically, as expected, Democrats at 46% are more proud than Republicans at 36%. Those identifying as independents are least proud at 29%. Along ethnic and gender lines, black voters are most proud at 45%, then men at 41%, and women at 36%. Hispanic pride has fallen sharply, now at 35%, down from 57% 5 years ago. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Speaking at the NATO summit in Spain, President Biden pledging the U.S. will continue its support of Ukraine against the Russian invasion. The U.S. also pledging more military equipment and troops to NATO's defense, including the deployment of 5,000 troops to Romania and a permanent military base in Poland. The president has returned to the White House following his five-day overseas trip. The more than month-long search for a Texas woman accused of killing a professional cyclist has ended.
Caitlin Marie Armstrong spent 43 days on the run before her arrest in Costa Rica Wednesday for the murder of Anna Mariah Wilson. The cyclist was in Austin for an event when she was found shot to death on May 11th. According to an affidavit, the victim had previously dated Armstrong's boyfriend, and surveillance video showed the suspect's SUV near the crime scene. Armed with a fraudulent passport, authorities say Armstrong fled to Costa Rica after being questioned about Wilson's death.
That fraudulent passport was very particular to her as far as physical descriptions that were closely matched.
Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Phillips says upgrading the investigation to a major case played a key role in capturing Armstrong. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.